Terminus. We had published the first edition a year earlier, to great critical acclaim, if not huge sales, but this reprint had better distribution and was already pre-ordered in substantial numbers by the major retailers. Outside the door to his flat, I put the parcel on the ground and knocked. It was only now that things started to go wrong. The door partly opened, but before I could see what had happened, I could tell by the hollow sound of my knocking, as it echoed inside, that the flat was empty. I pushed the door further and looked in, not having the courage at first to cross the threshold. There was no furniture in the hallway or in the room that I could see leading off from it. I noticed indentations in the linoleum that showed where furniture had once stood, and there were light patches on the walls where pictures had obviously been hanging. A bare flex came down from the ceiling, and even the light switch had been removed. "Hello?" I called, a little stupidly, but my way of easing my conscience as I stepped inside. I have always disliked empty buildings. I don't expect to come across ghosts or any other potentially malevolent presences. I simply find a succession of empty rooms dispiriting and depressing. Even the cleanest-looking room appears dirty and grimy when the furniture is removed. Cobwebs.